also a, obviously a very crucial issue. The as we understand, the Akedah is a central experience, you know, for both Avraham and Yitzchak, and by extension for Klal Yisrael. It's just an interesting thing. On the one hand, just objectively, I mean, there's no event, you know, like the Akedah, in terms of the kind of Mesiras Nefesh that it demands, both from Avraham Avinu and from Yitzchak. And in that sense, it's really a very, it's a singular event, and it's also paradigmatic at the same time, by virtue of the fact that it is, you know, such an unusual and such a an acute kind of Nisayon. So the response to it becomes, as singular as it is, becomes paradigmatic of the concept of Mesiras Nefesh and of Ava and of Yiras Hashem. And therefore understanding the Akedah and its impact is particularly important. So that objectively the role that the Akedah plays is beyond any kind of question. Again, the Medrash sees the Akedah as being connected to all sorts of events that take place later on in Jewish history. It's the basis of Kriyas Yamsuf, or the faith that Klal Yisrael have, that enables them to trigger or to initiate the Nisim that make possible Kriyas Yamsuf. It's you know, foundational for Klal Yisrael's survival in Galus and their ultimate return to Eretz Yisrael. Beschar Beis Bikios Shebaka Avram Atze Ola Zocha Lihibaka Hayam Lifnei B'nei Yisrael. This is the Medrash, Nunvav base, and Nunvav Yud Aleph and Yud base in Bereishis Rabbah. So the Bikias Atze Ha'ola are the schus, which are critical for the splitting of the Yam Lifnei B'nei Yisrael. Tovoch Cherev Yad She'osa Avram Avinu Vayikach Asamacheles V'tamod Al Cherev Yad Paro Orik Charbi. Or the one in the Vav Dalit also, Kol Achilos SheYisrael Ochlim Ba'olam Hazeh, Einam Ochlim Ela B'Schus Osa Macheles. So discussed last year the idea of the Akedah as a paradigm for Karbanos, and one of the issues, of course, mentioned then and spoken of it when we learned Chulin some years earlier, Ba'Yika Kasa Macheles, that the idea of Sakin Shel Shchita has its roots, you know, in the Akedah. But this Medrash is basically telling us that Kol Achilos SheYisrael Ochlim Ba'olam Hazeh Einam Ochlim Ela B'Schus Osa Macheles. What do we mean about Bikias Yamsuf and Achilos being B'Schus Osa Macheles and the faith for Chazara Megalus? Clearly, what the Medrash has in mind is not just Schar V'Onesh. I'm sure it also has that in mind, this idea of B'Schus. But again, it's always better to see the schar v'onesh as a consequence also of the impact that an event has, that an experience has. The schar v'onesh is also a consequence of cause and effect, one might say. So the idea is that the impact of the principle of Amunah, Avram and Yitzchak's ability to respond to the challenge of kachas binchas yechidcha asher hafta es Yitzchak, and you know, with alacrity, by Yashkem Avram Baboker, and with Yitzchak's Kafseni Yafa Abba, Kafseni Yafa Abba, to respond in that kind of way is really the foundation for the kind of Amunah that was required in the plunging into the, you know, into the Yamsuf, the Bekiah of the Yamsuf. That's where the faith came from, in the ability to withstand a long galus and still to believe, you know, against what seems to be the patterns of history, that there can be return from such a galus. And in terms of the question of Kol Achilos SheYisrael Ochlim Ba'olam Hazeh Einam Ochlim Ela B'Schus Osa Macheles, meaning the capacity to give up everything, to turn yourself, in the case of Yitzchak, or in the case of Avram, to turn his son into an Ola, which is Kula Lashem. So that is the foundation for seeing Hana Ba'olam Hazeh not merely as a concession, but as something that can be rationalized and legitimized, even against the background of a maximalist religious agenda. And it's the same idea, basically, that I've expressed many times in terms of Yom Kippur, the idea that, you know, Yom Kippur achas b'shana, but it's the linchpin of all the moedim and all of Kedusha Zman, because if you have the ability to conduct yourself properly on Yom Kippur, so then the rest of the year, when you're supposed to conduct yourself differently, the perspective is one not of man's incapacity for spiritual sacrifice, but on the contrary, that becomes part of he's already proven himself, he can do this. And if he doesn't, or he's not supposed to do it all year round, so then it's because there's a spiritual agenda, to the Chatzil Hashem and the Chatzil Lachem. And I think that's exactly the idea of the Akedah. Once the capacity for that kind of emunah and self-sacrifice to turn Yitzhak into the Ola Tamima, who was Kalil Lemizbeach and Kulal Hashem, once that was established, so then Hana Ba'Ola Mazeh, is just looked at, in a completely different way. So when I say it isn't just Skar V'Onesh, it's the cause and effect perspective that the Akedah provides, which is central to some of these other aspects of Jewish life. And this is why the Akedah became a model of Mesiras Nefesh. It's both an emotional and an intellectual surrender, right, which is unparalleled. The emotional surrender is again referred to in the Psukim, Bincha Yechidcha Asher Ahavta Es Yitzchak, but it's also an intellectual surrender, as Chazal point out, because it contradicted what Avraham Avinu was promised already by the Rabbanu Shalom. So forget about the emotional side. How can you give up your future? How can you destroy your beloved son? Just on a purely intellectual and religious point of view, well, how can this not rock the faith of an Avraham Avinu who is told Ki v'Yitzchak Yikari l'chazara, and then to be told Kachas binchas yechidcha asher ahavta es Yitzchak? The stira itself, the intellectual stira and the religious stira, if the Rabbanu Shalom is against Molech and human sacrifice, how can he be for the sacrifice of Yitzchak, which is also against So both on an emotional level and an intellectual level and on a religious level, this is the ultimate, kind of test. It's fascinating. I think it's not coincidental that in the context of modern humanism, right, the Akedah became a huge problem and a huge target. The idea that the Rabbanu Shalom would make such a demand. Or even more importantly, the idea that man, a compassionate being, a humane figure, that he would respond even to God, willingly to engage in such seemingly, cruel, anti-humane, activity, became a huge issue, almost a rallying cry for atheistic or anti-religious humanists. Again, the story of the Akedah, it's not for now because we have only a few minutes, but it's fascinating how the story of the Akedah and the issue of the Akedah became a lightning rod for these kind of questions, and how it was reinterpreted. The real test of the Akedah was for Avraham Avinu to say no and to refuse. Those kind of interpretations, which are well known, and both in secular terms and even in Jewish liberal terms. And of course, from our perspective, the Akedah, with all of its difficulties, and it is a difficult parsha, it must have been much more difficult for Avraham Avinu on all these levels. But the fact that Avraham Avinu is really willing, sincerely willing, what the Rabbanu Shalom really had in mind is a different question. That's discussion in Chazal already. He really changed his mind, he never had it in mind. That's a different question. But that Avraham Avinu took it seriously and was willing to undertake the sacrifice, despite the fact that it was a surrender of both emotional and intellectual and religious reality for him, constitutes, again, the basis for Ati Adati Kirelo Kimata V'lo Chasachta Es Binchas Yechidecha. There's an interesting comment of the Shev Shmaitza in his Akdama. The Achronim like to quote this, has an interesting comment where he notes that when Avraham Avinu was first challenged in the Akedah, so he was told, you know, kachas bincha, as yechidcha, asher hafta, as yitzchak. In the end, when it's all over, and he's, you know, being, he's the recipient of the accolades, ati adati kirela kimata v'lochasachta as bincha yechidcha, so he dropped the asher hafta. Right, where did that go? Right, what happened to asher hafta? You have bincha, you have yechidcha. So there are various explanations, I think, that are given. But I once saw the comment, I'm trying to remember where, that it's very interesting. If you look at the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which Rashi partially quotes, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Peitesu Amud Beis, so Avraham Avinu, you know, he doesn't go, you know, I wouldn't say without it, there's no argument, but again, Avraham Avinu is able to mount arguments, you know, to save Sodom. But when it came to his own, when it came to his own son, you know, he was a willing participant. Again, Vayashkem Avram, you know, Baboker. His reason, Makdim and Asamitzvah, and Avam Mekalkelos Asashura. So Avram Avinu was quite willing. But Avram Avinu did raise at least the identification question. So it's, you know, it's Bincha. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin has Avram Avinu saying, "I have two sons." You know, it's Yechidcha. And then he has Avram Avinu saying, well, they're both, you know, Yechidim, you know, Le'imam. And then it's Asher Ahavta, and he says, well, I love, you know, both of my sons. And then it's finally, you know, Etz Yitzchak. So, you know, the idea here is that, you know, when Yitzchak is identified in the end, so it's just, there are two ways to look at it, meaning, all right, I have another Ben Yachid, you know, and... I have another Ben Yachid, you know, Asher, you know, Ani Ohev. And so I have to give up one and not the other. But I want to turn a very interesting comment that what the Gemara really means is, to understand in the Pesukim is, that, you know, Avraham Avinu is, you know, when he's first challenged with the Akedah, so number one, he's trying to identify, you know, who it is that he's supposed to be bringing to the Akedah. And secondly, his perspective is, terrible as it is, you know, but he has another son, he has another Yachid, he has another son who he loves. So as horrific as the experience is going to be, whichever son it turns out to be, so it isn't the complete surrender of, you know, both on an intellectual, on a religious, and on an emotional level. When he's told Es Yitzchak, so what they really have in mind is contradicting Avram's own characterization. In other words, you're wrong. It's Kibi Yitzchak, Yikari Lecha Zara. As much as Yishmael, again, is Asher Ahavta, but the fact is that Al Pidin, the, you know, Bincha and the Yechidcha is only Yitzchak. Kibi Yitzchak, Yikari Lecha Zara. Your future is only with Yitzchak. And at that point, the Akedah becomes, you know, the real acute challenge that it is, because now Avraham Avinu understands that he's not just going to lose one of his singular sons whom he loves, but the son who is his future, and you know that heightens the emotional stakes, but even more so, it heightens the intellectual and religious stakes, because then it's really a stira in everything that he's been told. If the reason that it's Es Yitzchak, and in fact he is Al Pidin, the Yechidcha, and the only Bincha, so then it's even a bigger problem for him to, you know, contradict the original intention or Tzivui Hashem. The only thing that didn't change is the Ahavta, and that's why in the end of the Akedah, it says, Ata Yadati Kirei Lo Kimata V'lo Chasachta Es Bincha Es Yechidecha. The emotional side of it isn't changed by the revelation that that Yishmael is not, you know, his destiny, and that Yishmael has a completely different, you know, kind of status. It's still Asher Ahavta. You don't turn that off. It has nothing to do with you know, with what destiny he'll play. But what Avraham Avinu is congratulated for is being able to follow the Tzivui Hashem, notwithstanding the fact that in terms of Yechidcha and Bincha, it's only Yitzchak, and therefore the stakes and everything that goes along, you know, with it, you know, is all that much greater. The this is particularly true in light of the view of the Ran. The Ran in a drasha, in the sixth drasha, in Drashas Aran, suggests that the Akedah was not a Chiyuv. And for that reason, again, when I was here for Shabbos on Parshas Lech Lecha, I spoke about the two Lech Lechas. I suggested that the Lech Lecha of the Akedah is rooted in the concept of Yiras Hashem, which it is, Ati Adati Ki Rei Elokim Ata, and so on. But the view of the Ran is that at least initially, it's a reflection not only of Yiras Hashem but of Avas Hashem. Ran argues that Kach Kachna as Bincha is not a tzivui, right? It's a request, and that Avram Avinu, this is what the Ran says, an amazing perspective. Avram Avinu had the ability to say no. You know, it's the modern commentators who want to negate the significance of the Akedah suggest that that was his test. He was supposed to say no. But he really, according to the Ran, had the ability to say no. And it's in consequence of his overriding Avas Hashem and Emunah that, if the Ribbono Shalom asks him this, he should do it. And if the Ribbono Shalom asks him this, then somehow, even though it's an absurdity to him, given the previous communication, that somehow, there's a kasav ashlishi amachriya b'neihem, and that he should have intellectual and religious faith as well. Vayashkem Avram Baboker, there's reason magdimin, and again, according to this perspective, l'mitzvos, it's a mitzvah, it's a kiyum, but it's not a chiyuv, and nonetheless, he does it. And that makes it an even more remarkable kind of a thing. So the Akedah represents a paradigm in many ways, and one which, again, thankfully none of us have to respond to an Akedah type challenge. But the fact that there is such a thing in our history is crucial for all these various institutions, for what came later. It sustained that level of Emunah. It was something to draw upon, the Psirus Nefesh of Avram Avinu. And in this sense, it's the ultimate, according to most Rishonim, it's the climax, it's the culmination of the Ten Nisyonos. Again, Rabbeinu Yonah has a different perspective. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, the acquisition of the Marsa Machpelah is the culmination. That's a different story. But according to most lists of the Ten Nisyonos, this is the culmination, and that's why it has the kind of impact that it has. And in light of the Ran, it's again also the fusion of Ava and Yira, which I spoke about in that Shabbos. That the fusion of these two concepts is even already reflected in the Akedah itself. What's fascinating about the Akedah, given this background, is that this singular experience happens to two great individuals. And what's interesting about it, again, I'm not going to finish this, I see, is that they experience it as one, and they also experience it differently. Avram and Yitzchak. Again, the Parsha continuously emphasizes Vayelchu Shneim Yachta. I think it's fascinating that this is the shared experience between father and son. Again, we don't know very much about Yitzchak in Torah Shabbat Tzav. We don't know so much about him even in the Medrash, but Avraham has a lot of Parshios, Yaakov has a lot of Parshios. As we know, Yitzchak Avinu is his life story is limited, much more limited to Vayera, basically Chaisara, a little bit of Toldos, and even then, we don't know very much, about him. But the only thing that we know about the interrelationship between father and son, Avram and Yitzchak, is the experience of the Akedah. Vayelchu Shneim Yachtov, which is repeated several times. Belev Echad, B'machshava Achas, not only that, but that's where the father-son bonding or the cementing of the relationship takes place. Vayomer Avi, Vayomer Bini. Again, I won't take the time to read the psukim. They're just very, striking that, with these unnecessary appellations, my son, my father, my son, my son, my father, my son, back and forth, as if, to emphasize two things. Number one, how can it be that a father is on his way to sacrifice his only son, You know, and this is where, you know, the terms of endearment, you know, father and son, are being expressed. That's part of the Akedah Nisayon. For Avraham Avinu, you know, not to harden his heart towards his son, or for Yitzchak not to feel any kind of betrayal, you know, by his father, even from a fatherly and sonly, you know, perspective, just heightens the acuteness of the Nisayon and the passing of that Nisayon. Never was the bond stronger and the sense of empathy and commonality stronger between Avraham and Yitzchak than in the experience of the Akedah. Vayelchu Shneim Yachdav, Avi, Bni, Bni, Avi, and so on. But the Vayelchu Shneim Yachdav, in addition to being, you know, in addition to heightening and accentuating further the importance of the Akedah, is also, as I say, the shared experience between them, which I think molds the personality of Yitzchak L'dorei Doros. Get back to that. If I don't finish it today, maybe I'll spend a few minutes next time just finishing this. But again, Yitzchak, according to the Medrash, disappears after the Akedah. Avraham Avinu returns to life, and Yitzchak, according to the Medrash, stays 3 years on Har HaMoriah, and is very much shaped by that whole experience. That's where his relationship with his father, you know, is dramatized to him. Ela told us Yitzchak ben Avraham, Avraham holy to Yitzchak. Yitzchak's perception is that he's very much his father's son, but his view of his father's priorities and his father's religious personality are very much established by that Vayelchu Shneim Yachdav Avi Bni Bni Avi experience of the Akedah. But I think that there's a third element to Vayelchu Shneim Yachdav and the Avi Bni Bni Avi as well, and that's maybe the most interesting one. And that is that on the one hand, Avraham and Yitzchak go through the same experience, but they perceive it very differently. It's Vayelchu Shneim Yachdav. They have a common, let's say, purpose. They have a sense of common purpose. It's B'lev Echad in every respect. But at the same time, necessarily, two people going through that kind of experience are going to bring their own personalities into it, their own level of maturity, where they are in life, both differences of personality and temperament, as well as previous exposures and of age. So on the one hand, it's Vayelchu Shneim Yachdav, commonality of Avodas Hashem, despite all of the challenges. And at the same time, it's a way of highlighting the fact that they had to have, you know, not perceived it differently, but somewhat at least been impacted, you know, differently by it. And the Medrash, again, which is always sensitive, you know, picks up on this dialectic in a very beautiful way by emphasizing the common points, but also the different points. For example, both of them respond initially with Zrizus. Vayashkem Avram Baboker, as I mentioned, Zrizim Akdimin Lemitzvos, and Abba, the Kalkelas is Ashura. You know, he sets up his own Chamar. With Yitzchak, it's Kafseni Yafa Abba, Kafseni Yafa Abba. When the Torah several times says Vayelchu Shneim Yachtav, the Medrash always pitches in Zel Laakod, the Zel Liaked. So that's supposed to tell you that despite the different roles that they're playing, Avraham Avinu is being makriv, you know, the Yitzchak is the korban. Despite the differences, zeh ba la'akod v'zeh ba li'akeid, their purpose is common. Despite the commonality, it's still a different function, right? Zeh lishchot, zeh lishachet. Who is the true focus of this nes, of this nisayon? Sorry. According to the Psukim, it's Avraham Avinu. According to the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Peites on Beis, it's Avraham Avinu. Rashi's emphasis, it's Avraham Avinu. Right? The Satan in the Medrash turns to the Rabbanu Sholem and says, what's the big deal about Avraham Avinu? He just made this Mishnah, you know, in honor of his son, and not a single par, not a single aisle, right? No karbanos. Where are the karbanos? And that's when Avram Avi, that's when the Rabbanu Shlomo answers and says, if I ask him to make his son the karban, you'll see with what alacrity, he responds. So it's the nisayon of Avram Avinu, and that's what the psukim imply. Again, ati adati kirei elokim ata. It's considered either the ninth or the tenth of the ten nisyonos of Avram Avinu. However, there's another view in the Medrash, again, and that is that the connection between the bris milah of Yishmael and of Yitzchak to the Akedah is really the basis for seeing this as an Isayon for Yitzchak. And of course, there's no mutual exclusivity here. Probably both are true. The way the Medrash has the discussion, again, Targum Yonason has its own version of it, right? So Yishmael turns to Yitzchak and says, what's the big deal? You're undergoing this, when you underwent the bris milah, you were 8 days old. I underwent the bris milah when I was already, a young adult. How can you compare my mesiras nefesh with your mesiras nefesh? And then Yitzchak responds and says, if the Rabbanu Shalom demanded, that I give up, all my evarim, I would do so again with alacrity. I would do so enthusiastically, and therefore, my avodas Hashem, superior to yours. And then the opportunity is given in the context of the Akedah. So according to that version, again, no stira between them. The real focus is Yitzchak. If you look at the Medrash, so again, there are different views in the Medrash, but again, both Avram and Yitzchak see the Akedah as being something transcendent. They see it as a spiritual opportunity. Whenever the Torah uses the expression, Vayisa Einayim Bayar, or Vayisa Eina Bayar, or Vayar is Hamako Mirachok, right, the implication is that it's not just a physical Re'iyah, but there's some new vista, some new challenge, some new insight. So Vayar is Hamako Mirachok. The Medrash says that it doesn't refer to the physical Har HaMoriah, but they saw something that the Na'arim Asheritam, did not see. And that's why it's Shvulachem Po Imachamar, because Yishmael doesn't see it either. I mean, this spiritual sensitivity or insight, both Abraham and Yitzchak see it, but the others don't see it. The Nes, the Nisayon rather, is different for Avram than it is for Yitzchak. For Yitzchak, it's his competition with Yishmael. For Avram, it's about the vindication of, about vindicating all the questionable decisions or decisions that he's made along the way, which could be questioned, or at least an outsider might question. And it's Sofo Hochiach Al Tchilaso Ati Adati Kirei Elokim Ata. The Medrash says, for Avram it's lefarsem ulegadel lehisnoses. It's more about putting to rest his own self-doubts or other people's doubts about him. Whereas for Yitzchak, it's about not just bringing the koach el apoal, but actually a transformation in his own personality. It's fascinating that the way the Medrash has it, Avram Avinu expresses initial hesitation, not hesitation, but at least questions the Rabbanu Shalom a little bit, according to the Medrash, whereas Yitzchak initially responds with total exuberance, kafzei niyafe, seeing this as an opportunity to achieve a superiority, to the sacrifice of Yishmael. But as they go along, vayelchu shneim yachdav, either because of the difference of Zeba Lakod and Zeba Liyaked, Zeba Lishkot, Zeba Lishachet, or because of the differences of personality, or because of the differences of age and maturity and experience, the way the Medrash has it is an inversion takes place. As Avram Avinu goes on, he becomes more confident in the process and in the Akedah, less concerned with the contradictions, with his own personal response, and everything else, that is incorporated in all of this. Yishmael, who starts off again, with a great sense of exuberance and self-confidence, so as things, become more concrete, maybe this is natural. Again, he's the korban, not the makriv, and he's, the young and inexperienced and a mature Oved Hashem compared to Avram. So when he says Avi Avi, so the Medrash puts into his mouth, already a sense of concern, what's really going out. Kadesha Tismale Olav Rachamim. So even as he's saying Kavtseni Yafe, Kavtseni Yafe, he's also saying Kavtseni Yafe according to the Medrash Shelo Azuz. Yitzhak begins to lose confidence in his own ability, right, to pass this particular test. And yet, it's still Vayelchu Shneim Yachtav Zelakod V'Zeliyake. Again, one can make the argument, who is involved in a greater test, right? So on the surface, one would think Yitzhak is the, sacrifice. He's the one who's giving up his life. Avrabinu is only the shochet. But of course, from another perspective, the korban, in one sense has an easier time of it. Number one, he's passive. Zebalakod v'zebaliyaked. Number two, there's a certain headiness, to being, the korban. And obviously the love of a father and one who is giving up his entire destiny, bincha yichidcha asher ahavta es Yitzchak, with all that each of these elements implied, one can make the argument that actually the test is greater for Avram Avinu, who has to take the initiative, and to be the shochet. From another point of view, there is no answer to this question. These are different experiences, at the same time, a shared experience. And that really becomes a paradigm, I think, in general, for shared and individual experiences. We have them in other places as well. Kriyas Yamsuf, Matan Torah, on the negative side, the experiences of the Egel and the Meraglim, right? Events that take place to the Tzibor. The case of the Akedah, of course, is an event that takes place to two unique individuals. On the one hand, it's a shared event. On the other hand, given people's own, again, level of experience and maturity, inclinations, personality, etc., something different is happening to each and every one of them. The idea of Torah is that it should be v'yelchu shneim yachtav, zeba lakod v'zeba liyakeid. Each person should play his role, and at the same time, that there should be a kind of common norm, that there should be a common experience, but at the same time, room for, and in the case of the Akedah, a different nisayon for each, and a different schar for each, and a different impact for each as well. For Avraham Avinu, as I said, this is just a blip in his radar screen. It's one of many events. It's Vayhi Achar HaDvar Ma'ela, and then it's again Vayhi Achar HaDvar Ma'ela. Right, he comes from one episode, he returns back into the world to another episode, and the Akedah ends up being just a validating, remarkable, but a validating experience. Ati Adati Ki Yirei Elokim Ata, putting his own self-doubts at rest, and certainly the doubts of others. For Yitzchak, despite Vayelchu Shneim Yachtav, maybe because of Vayelchu Shneim Yachtav, as I say, this is an event that transforms his image of his father. That's the Toldos Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram only this Yitzchak. But by extension, it shapes his whole religious personality. Again, the Medrash says his blindness, his symbolic blindness, his actual blindness, his perspective towards his sons, the way that he responds to Rivka, according to the Medrash that he misses his mother's funeral. All of these are connected to the continuing impact of the experience. Of the Akedah. Okay, we'll stop here, but the point is that in one respect, this is a very paradigmatic thing, this idea that the norms are the same, the involvement is parallel, and yet at the same time, by its nature, there's going to be a different kind of impact. That's part of the greatness of Yadus, the idea that there is this uniformity of required behavior and action and so on, common experiences on the one hand, but the capacity of individuals also to let their own particular genius, their own unique again, whether it's based on previous actions or previous experiences or personalities, to let that come out and to be developed as well. Just take one question.
Just, in terms of, obviously, Adam and Yitzhak did it in their own way, given their different roles, different personalities, everything you said, but both shared the ability to relate to it as a spiritual opportunity and to be able to suspend their religious
right.
and intellectual. So how do you relate to Sarah in this context?
Okay, so I mean, I'll speak. I'll just say very, very quickly, though. There are different variations in the Medrash, you know, about the transition between Vayera and Chai Sarah. And what did, you know, why did Sarah, again, Medrash, the famous Medrash that, you know, she heard of the Akedah, and, you know, that's why she died. So there are different opposite versions of the Medrash. Again, I don't have time right now, but she heard that it was supposed to happen, and, I mean, the most obvious is, here's a mother hearing that her child was almost sacrificed, or was sacrificed, she didn't get the information that it didn't happen. That's the one that we all grow up with. But if you actually look at the Medrash, some of the Midrashim go the opposite way. She heard that he was supposed to be sacrificed, but heard that he wasn't, right? And she had the sense that he had failed, you know, the Nisayon. That's, of course, remarkable. That puts Sarah, you know, together with, you know, Vayelkel Shneim, well, it wasn't literally Vayelkel Shneim Yaakov, but, you know, Ad Kedei Kach, that, you know, Yatsa Nishmasa, the fact that, you know, either her husband or her son, or both, or one or the other, you know, was not able to achieve, you know, this, you know, this, you know, to achieve this test. But I think as important is, you know, the discussion of the Liv Kosa and, you know, the Oz Zeira, you know, so the, you know, one of the Mefarshim explains that, you know, to what extent does the impact of the tragic impact of the Akedah, which is the death of Sarah, to what extent does that diminish the whole experience? And of course, that's a big issue, not only in that case, but it also is a paradigm, you know, for others. You have a very noble endeavor, you know, Avram, Yitzchak, and then it goes bad, you know, in some aspect of, or some consequence of it. To what extent does that taint, you know, the entire experience? So I think both of these issues, you know, what was Sarah's, you know, true concern, you know, leading to her death, if indeed there is a connection. And the question of, and if it did, you know, to what extent do we look back at that and say that taints the process? Or the Akedah is a magnificent expression of Amuna and Mesiras Nefesh and all the things that I described, even if there is some aspect of it, you know, that went wrong. So I think those are two intriguing elements. Maybe I'll speak a little bit about, you know, take a couple more minutes next week to finish about that.